wondering, as we begin this, how have you handled the pandemic and how are you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty good. I have a great support at home and with my colleagues in the office. We support each other, and I have a great board of directors. So I've been holding up pretty good during this. I'm tired of it, like everyone. I would like it to be over with, but we just have to take it a day at a time.
Exactly. And not let it overwhelm you, which is quite often easier said than done many days.
Yeah. And we just have to understand that everybody's going through it. So if you see someone having a bad day or being miserable or whatever, we just have to understand that they're going through it too. And we all just have to be patient.
And now, over the last year, has there been something particularly significant that's changed for you, whether it's routine or just life in general? What has had to change significantly over this time?
So for us at Victim Services, the biggest thing that changed is when we're in lockdown, we haven't been attending on scene to assist clients. It's been more over the phone. We want to ensure that we keep ourselves safe and the volunteers safe. So if we can assist them over the phone, we're doing that as much as possible. And then going on scene when absolutely necessary for like safety items and things like that, that we may not be able to assist with over the phone. That's the biggest change for us, but we're still 24/7 supporting people if they need it. Our office phone is forwarded to be answered and emails are answered, and we're doing the best we can to support that 24/7 clientele that may need it.
Now, does that present particular challenges, or just the fact that it seems impersonal over the phone, but it's still a lifeline to those that require it, that at least there's that voice on the other end of the line?
Yeah, and that's the important part, is having that voice on the other end just to talk to. We do miss that personal connection, not going on scene, because that's better to do that. But just a lot of clients, even having that conversation with them over the phone, they're very appreciative of us being there for them.
Is that one of the biggest challenges you've faced over the year, or is there another particular challenge that's presented itself maybe later on in the pandemic that may not have been as obvious in the early days?
I think that is the biggest challenge, is not being able to go on scene. We've been very, ensuring the safety when we do go on scene, that's a big challenge as well, but that's for everybody. Whenever we go out, whether it's people going to work at the grocery store or Tim Hortons or wherever, like, that's the biggest challenge, is to ensure that we keep ourselves safe. But not going out on scene and seeing those people and assisting them face-to-face is the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Now it's strange to talk about this with everything we're facing and the massive case counts and deaths and things, but with your organization and yourself during this time, is there a particular accomplishment that you feel proud of, that you feel has really contributed to a better environment?
I think just us being there for people, like, we've been very... we've tried our hardest to ensure that there's been nobody missed that has needed our service. So just being there is the biggest part of our accomplishment this year. And our calls have increased this year as well by 18%. So just knowing that we're assisting them, the clients and the community in St. Thomas and Elgin County, is the most important thing.